You're listening to SBS News.
A lounge room disco, solving a puzzle with a parrot, or dressing up in a teddy bear onesie. They're the COVID coping strategies of Melburnians in lockdown.
COVID Chronicles, Captain's Log, Take Infinity.
Melbourne-based production company Monster and Bear have released a short documentary capturing an intimate look inside isolated households across the metropolitan suburbs, titled Iso Cray. Director Sarah Hickey says the idea behind the short film was to gather the shared experience of lockdown for Melburnians and to give other states an idea of what they're going through.
I love the idea of normalising behaviours that people seem to think are things they should be ashamed of. There's a lot of people who are hesitant to submit material.
Behaviours like having coffee in a home-built birdcage on your front lawn, mastering the art of the handstand, or screaming from your front door to ward off the cabin fever. Ms. Hickey says people shouldn't be ashamed of their coping mechanisms in isolation.
Isolation craziness being, I guess, a perceived negative version of this condition, but also calling it resilientitis as like a positive counterpart.
She issued a call out to Melburnians to document their lives in lockdown. She says they expected the emotional responses, but there was also a lot of hope.
Imagine a future that isn't a black hole of misery and confusion.
Producing a kaleidoscope of emotions they categorised into five phases. They've titled Finding Ways to Pass the Time, Getting Creative, Depression, Isolation Crazy, and Seeing Something on the Horizon. Contributor Lucy Best says at this stage everyone is just trying to stay focused on getting through.
First lockdown, we all thought we've just got to stick it out and then the reward will be that things will get back to normal. And here we are 6 months later and still, in fact, in even stricter lockdown.
Ben McNamara is a travel documentary cameraman. In his contribution, he mastered a series of indoor skills during isolation, such as climbing around his desk without touching the floor, solving a Rubik's Cube and spinning a ball on his finger. He says the ultimate goal is to look after our mental health any way we can.
Just good to use our brain for something other than what's going on out there, which we can't control. You know, I can control what's in front of me.
Mental health groups say staying active in ISO is key. Acting program manager from the mental health group Every Mind, Sarah Bartlett, says finding creative ways to stay busy and connected will help Melburnians cope through the final weeks of isolation.
Different activities will bring us a sense of joy and relief in stressful times. So absolutely, really, really important strategies at this time to be looking at, how we can get creative to keep ourselves busy and occupied.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.